Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Today we have opened up the prayer line for people that are in emergencies like me. We still do not have power, and it may be a long time. And I want to tell you guys this. We was really looking forward to today because it's going to be 45. But guess what? Yesterday was sunshine, but it didn't get above 19. Today is going to be warm, and we have all clouds. It's like the devil is a liar, man. We need the sun today when it's up to 45. Y'all hear what I'm saying? The Lord will just be with us. But I wanted to open this up because things are getting really serious. I mean, 70 people have died already, they're saying. This was as of last night. And I got a notification from my family that one of our family members, their heat has run out, their propane, and there is no propane around them. And they're trying to figure out how they're going to get to safety. So, I mean, it's getting real. You know, right now our propane is running low. There's no one around here that has propane except in the next city. And then the money to fill the propane, y'all hear what I'm saying? I mean, depending on how much longer this thing's going to last. And so there's a lot of serious things happening right now. The good thing is, I was going to tell you, Papa, is that when I checked on Ace Hardware, which is where they said they actually have the propane. But do you know that there are no Ace Hardwares that have any tanks? The tanks are sold out. So hopefully there's still the gas part, but not the tanks. Whereas for us, we have a lot of tanks. How many tanks do we have? Because we got really blessed on Facebook one day. This was last year or the year before? It was the year before because I was at that other office.
All right, we got another 2 weeks worth.
Maybe. Yeah, and there was somebody put an ad on there that they had like 20 tanks, 10 or 20 tanks. And they were selling them real cheap, and we bought them all. So we got the tanks, it's just we got to fill it. But Dennis just said he thinks we got enough to last another week or so. But the point is, some are saying this thing is going to last a month. I don't know. But it's very serious for people, in other words. And I just pray that people out there, you know, if they need prayer, they'll call in. I would like to read you guys something in the book of Psalms, at chapter 84. How amiable are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts? My soul longs, yea, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cries out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow has found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in your house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Isn't that beautiful? Because that's what we're doing, is praising the Lord in his house. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, in whose heart are the ways of them. Isn't that beautiful? Who, passing through the valley of Beal, make it a well. The rain also fills the pools. In other words, God, you can do anything with provision.
The valley of the what? Isle?
No, it's called Baca.
Oh, the valley of Baca.
Oh, Baca.
That means, I got it. No, I think it means grief or something like that.
The valley of grief. Ah, cool. Well, it would make sense because it says that when passing through the valley of grief, make it a well. The rain also fills the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. O Lord, everybody lift your hands right now. Hold up. Papa wants to say something. About Baca.
The valley, there's a valley of tears called Baca, or weeping. Opinions differ as whether this is an actual valley in Israel, but it came to symbolize a time of deep loss and sorrow. Repentance and restitution will lead one out of the valley of anger, but God's comfort will guide through Baca. Blessed is a man whose strength is in thee. Passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. They go from strength to strength. Psalm 84, 5 and 7. What this is from the dark days. Though I walk through, there's the key. You got to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. So there's the. This is about the dark valleys, the valley of the shadow of death. There are many dark valleys mentioned in Scripture, and these typify the many sufferings and hard experiences through which people of God must pass. For unto you is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. Philippians 1:29. The valley of anchor, which means trouble, was so named because sin in the camp of God's people was caused great defeat for their armies there. Joshua 7:25-26. Willful sin inevitably must result eventually in a retreat through the valley, the dark valley of trouble and defeat. And the deepest, and perhaps the deepest valley of all, is the valley of the shadow of death. All must enter that valley once at least. Some may even travel it often before its thick darkness finally conquers them. For those who, without Christ, it is a valley of great fear. There have been multitudes who, through fear of death, were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Hebrews 2:15. But for those who know the Lord, they need fear no evil, for God is with them. Even his guiding staff and buffeting rod are comforting, for they prove the love of the shepherd. No wonder the 23rd Psalm is the most requested passage of Scripture by those deep in the dark valley.
Wow, that is awesome. Thank you for sharing.
And then, I guess I got this.
That is really cool, isn't it?
This is a footnote I put up on top of this, but I don't know the Scripture. It says, oh, that pride don't hold us in the valley.
Wow. Yes, Lord, please. That is really interesting about that valley of Baruch. Okay, now as I was saying about lifting our hands, let me find that. Okay, in verse 9 where it says, behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed. Because remember, judgment is where God turns his face. And, you know, we've talked about this a lot before, how it's very important that we do things for his face. And so everybody lift your hands and let's pray. Lord, we just thank you so much that we all partner with this word in Psalm 84 this morning, Lord, that your face would be upon us. Let your light shine upon us today, Lord. We receive it and humbly ask you, Lord, to turn your face towards us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, very good. And then, verse 10, for a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Better is one day in your courts, Psalm 84. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts than thousands elsewhere. You know that song? Yeah, and what that means is, you know, a lot of us, because of the choices we've made to be reserved with our lifestyle, maybe don't have as much as other people. Maybe you are downsizing like God is telling you to. And you see people on the other side, you know. And so this is the way I feel this scripture means is because, you know, I've got friends that are all in crypto and they're all just blossoming. You know what I mean? It's like, but better is one day in his court in right standing with his face upon me than a thousand elsewhere, walking in wickedness, walking in debauchery. You know what I mean? That's why I shared with you guys that one guy on YouTube that acts like he prophesies all this stuff, you know, for the beast, and everybody thinks he's a true prophet, but yet he's prophesying about crypto. Such a farce. Okay, and then about how much money people can make on crypto. Okay, then in verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Wow, that's pretty powerful, Papa. He's the sun. What does the sun do to us? It warms us. It nurtures us. It feeds us. I mean, think, the sun gives us vitamin D. The sun warms us. The sun, you know, gives us light. There's so many aspects of what the sun does. And then it says, but not only that, but he's the sun, but he's also the shield. I still think about the children of Israel when they left Egypt and Pharaoh was after them with their armies. And remember how the children of Israel were afraid when they were standing at the Red Sea. Because they saw this army coming behind them. And the angels went around to the back of the children of Israel. And they made a wall of fire. To the church, the children of Israel, they were protected with warmth. They had light. It was a blessing. But on the other side of that, to Egypt, it was a judgment. It was a fire, a separation, a shield for the church. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Bam. Lift your hands again. Lord, we just thank you in the name of Jesus that your word promises to us that you will not withhold a good thing from us. And Papa, we can hold on to that word.
Here's a scripture.
In the name of Jesus. Okay.
Genesis 15, 1. And this is the Lord's promise to Abram.
Genesis 15, 1.
After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward.
He is our shield and exceeding great reward. Well, let's finish this up in verse 12, where it says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusts in thee. Isn't that beautiful? Now, one thing about it, through this 40 days, because today is day number 28, so we're almost done. There's only 12 days left. But through this 40-day fast and 40-day prayer adventure we've been on, there has been a theme. you know, you guys know that we have a special page on the website that documents this journey. And we have documented, I have kept it up to date. And I wasn't able to put yesterday on there because I had so much happening yesterday. But I'll get it updated today. But you notice that we have a list on that page of all of the things God's, the main thing that God's been saying each day. And what do we see that God is saying? If you will make me your God, my face will stay upon you, and I will be with you and protect you. I will go before you. The grace will be with you. The mercy will be with you. Do not faint. Do not fear. Do not retreat. Do not step back. This is what God is saying. Keep going forward. Trust in me. Hold my hand. Let me carry you. Let me do this thing. I'm taking the burdens off your back. Trust in me to be your God, you know. And that's what he is confirming to us again this morning. Trust in him. He will always be there for us. And he's going to carry us through in these very tumultuous times. Okay. So I'm going to stop the recording. And then I'm going to open up the prayer line. And let me just pray a blanket prayer right now. For everybody in the storm that is still very much in here and very much in the battle. So, Lord, we just all come together in agreement right now for all the million people or maybe just a half a million people that are stuck without electricity today that are still in the thick of the storm. And still going through a lot, Lord, we just pray that if they're not saved, that they will turn to you and ask you for help. And that they will realize, Lord, that they have got to have you. And we pray that a lot of people will come in restoration to the kingdom of God. And we pray, Lord, that those that are Christians, we know that you will take care of them. You go before them. You prepare the way. Thank you for doing miracles and having angels encamp about them and providing for them and protecting them. Thank you for keeping them warm. And Lord, I pray above that you use these people to bless their neighbors, that they would be lights to their community, Lord. And I pray for all of the bride, Lord, that she would stay encouraged in this hour, Lord, that she would not retreat and step over to the other side to ease their suffering, that they will continue the battle, Lord, that they would continue on the path and trust that if they endure to the end, that you will protect them along that path. You're the guide of that path as long as they stay on it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Papa, before I stop the recording, do you want to pray for anybody or you good? All right, he's good.